The Gemara on Zayin Beis is bothered with the kasha at one point that how could you ever give a get to your wife? There's a problem that the husband owns the yad of his wife, Mashakana Isha Kana Baila, and has to be given L'sayich Yada. So how could he give a get to his wife if he owns her yad and it's not really her yad? It only becomes a yad after the Nisin Saget, but before Nisin Saget, it's not hers. So how are you Mekayim and Asim B'yada? And the Gemara says the famous klal that works in Midin Gita v'yada b'ayin ke'achat. The get and the yad come at the same time. So Nechinami, before you give the get, she doesn't have a yad, but being that with the giving of the get, she gets her yad, therefore you could say Gita v'yada b'ayin ke'achat, it happens at the same time, and therefore that's how Nesinus HaGet works. But the Pella is, Frektik Tzais in seminary, that at the end of the day, it's Sarachin. How does it work? L'charetz k'neged ha'svara. How does it work chronologically? When you're about to give the get, she doesn't yet have a yad. She'll only have a yad after you give the get. So that means when you put the get in her hand, she didn't yet have a yad. So it's true that after the get is given, she will have a yad, but that didn't happen yet. So how does it start? L'char, it's a catch-22. It never gets off the ground because she doesn't have a yad until you give a get, and there's no giving a get until she has a yad. So l'char, the thing doesn't start, and she never gets a yad. What's this svar? Banke achas, l'char, it's a noticeable time. And the Tzai says, his famous Yisai, based on this cash and other caches, that this din of banka achas only works with gabi get. It doesn't work with other kinyanim because by other kinyanim it's taka cannot get a seichel. It can't work. But by get, there's a special din of anasim biyada. There is no din that you need a kinyan. You don't need a kinyan like gabi get. There's no din you have to be makna to get to her. Just simply din to put a biyada, put it in her hand. And being that there's no din kinyan, just a din to put it in her hand. Therefore, you could say banka achas. We don't need a kinyan. You could say banka achas. It's not true to say they happen at the same time. Hashenkin, where you need a kinyan, and a chenami, you can't say banka achas because you can't have this chiyas biyada banka achad. Because until you do it, the kinyan is not chal, and that would taka be a steer, it would be kinagat asechel, and it doesn't work, it only works by get, because you don't need a kinyan. Now the pel is, exercise is zachar tamua, and the achanim asks this kasha on him, that how is he answering the kasha? So in a chinam, you don't need a kinyan l'gabi get, you just need her yad. But l'maisa l'gmar holds at this point that she doesn't have a yad, it's rishus baila, it's not rishus, because mashikon sishikon a baila. So the same way she can't make a kinyan through bank achas, because she doesn't have a yad until you give the get, then you can't put a biyada until the get is given, because Mashikan Sishikan Abayla. So how does Banka Achas solve that problem? Maisa, she doesn't have a yad until you give a get. You can't give a yad until she has a yad. So it's a catch-22. You can't have one without the other. So how is the Tzais answering the question? How is it any better? So fine, you don't need a kinyan, just need the Sinli Yadav. And Sinli Yadav has its own problem of Lechaira. There's Mashikan Sishikan Abayla, and you don't have a yad until you have a get. So why is it any better? Why does the Tzais here better? Do you say Banka Achas? If there's only a din nesina, not a din kinyan, l'chay, you have that same issue that you don't have you can't have the yad until you give the get. So tzarichin, what the k'tzais means, Rav Chanan, I mean, Maisha asks this kasha, they say different biurim, but something to think about, what is the biurim, the k'tzais, why is it easier to hear a bank achas if you don't need a kinyan, as opposed to if you do need a kinyan? That's some part of the k'tzais. I once saw a kasha, I think it's from the Chalkis Yayav, that the chayr from Taisus in the beginning of Ben Sarimar, you see not like him, because the k'tzais is saying a chiddush that it's only the gabi get and shichur that you say banka achas because you don't need a kinyan. Remember, you need an actual kinyan ischia, you don't say this. Taisus over there is bothered with the kasha that how can you ever be magai or a ger? Taisus understands that when a ger becomes a ger, he's being zeicha in his geiris. So it's like a din schia, it's like a kinyan, he's zeicha in the kedushas Yisrael. So fractizes, but you need a yad to be zeicha, and a guy does not have a yad, he doesn't have schia because he's a guy, he's not a yid. He only gets a din schia once he's megayer. So before he's megayer, he doesn't have a yad to be zeicha because there's no schia l'akum. So how does the geris happen to begin with? And Taisa says that works midin bain ka'achas. It's similar to get. You say bain ka'achas with the geris, he gets his yad, and therefore he has a yad to be zeicha in the geris. So l'chay l'fidak tzais, that doesn't make sense to say bain ka'achas over there, but it's a real din schia. You have to be zeicha, kind of like Jesus Yisrael. And for him, you would not say banka achas over there. You only say by getting a shekha where you don't need a kinyan. Sounds like from Taisus, so you do say it even when you need a kinyan. So that's a ha'ara on the k'tzais. Walk upon him. This is the biggest side of the k'tzais, that banka achas is only said by getting a shekha where you don't need a kinyan. Mashinga, where you do need a kinyan, avada, it won't help. And what the beer in that is, what the svar is taka tzarichin.